This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Wall Street suddenly burst out of the gloom today, and when all the jumping and shouting were over, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 22.78, closing over 883 points, the highest in about a year. Ray Brady has a report.
Wall Streeters have been going through the history books hurriedly, but it appears that on only 14 other days in history has the Dow Jones Industrial Average gone up by today's rise of more than 22 points. As to why the Dow is going up, Wall Streeters point to at least two factors. Many investors had been worried about the steady rise in interest rates. When they go up, people don't buy houses, businessmen don't borrow to expand plants, and all that slows up the economy and stock prices with it. Now, though, many Wall Streeters feel interest rates may have peaked. At the same time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the prime measure of stock market performance, went through the 866 level it reached several months ago. When that happened, other investors saw it as a sign of strength in the market, and they moved in to buy, sending the market still higher. For one stock, IBM, the heavy buying meant a gain of more than 12 points in one day, a tremendous rise. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
More news after this.
My children are very thin, and they're very small. And I always feel, they gotta eat.
Mrs. Ruth Apfelbaum tells how she's always been able to get her family to eat well.
Kraft macaroni and cheese, through the years, I mean, I know they like it. Even as little babies, I remember I put it on the high chair. And they'd pick it up before they used a fork. And they pick the little noodles up with their fingers. And they just always have liked it. They do like it.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. You know they're going to like it.
Edwin McEnany of Kansas, how long do you want your car to last?
Why not a million miles? I've got over 95,000, and I have an investment in this car, so I take good care of it. Regular tune-ups, regular oil changes, and I use nothing but Quaker State and motor oil because I believe in it.
America's best-selling motor oil can't promise everyone that mileage, but Quaker State helps cars last, and that's a fact.
Change to Quaker State. Quaker State helps cars last.
The first presidential hopeful of the 1980 season sailed his hat into the political ring today, confessing that he's early because he's not exactly a household word. Bruce Morton reports on Philip Crane, Republican hopeful from Illinois.
Philip Crane is handsome, 47, Republican and conservative, first elected to Congress from a district in the Chicago suburbs in 1969. And Crane has a political base. He's chairman of the 300,000-member American Conservative Union and a hero to many of the conservative activists who dominate the Republican Party. Still, most political observers think the frontrunner is another conservative, Ronald Reagan. Crane denied today that he is simply Reagan's advance man.
I am not serving as a stalking horse for Governor Reagan, if that's what you're suggesting. Not at all. Once having reached this decision at this moment today, I can assure you it's not going to be a halfway effort, and it's going to be designed with a view to winning that nomination.
Still, Crane says he promised Reagan not to split the conservative vote and let a liberal win the nomination. And he acknowledges he may have to cross some bridges, meaning think about giving up, later on if Reagan comes in. Crane is running very early, but with a somewhat tentative air. Bruce Morton, CBS News, Washington.
The New York State Health Department has recommended that pregnant women and children under two move out of their homes near the Love Canal chemical landfill in Niagara Falls immediately. There are 97 houses and an elementary school built on that landfall in the resort city of Niagara Falls, and the agency says that 82 industrial chemicals have oozed out of the ground there in the past 2 years. 11 of them are cancer-causing agents. More news when The World Tonight continues.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, it relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip. And it has added strength.
You mean added strength sign-off?
Exactly.
Added strength sign-off tablets give you pure pain reliever plus 50% more sinus drainer.
For sinus pressure?
Uh-huh. And twice as much sinus dryer.
Ah, for post-nasal drip.
Right. Plus that full dose of pure aspirin for sinus headache pain. Added strength sign-off helps sinus pain while you drain.
I like that.
You'll like this too. Sign-off, once a day sinus spray. The fastest known form of sinus congestion relief. Works in seconds, yet lasts hours longer than the leading mist. Once a day, once a night does it.
S-I-N-D-O-F-F. Sign off.
Added strength tablets and once a day sinus spray. The sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Look for that bright red box.
There's a big youth festival going on in Havana now, and for days the Cubans have been promising to celebrate it by proving to the world that the CIA was linked to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. They tried to make good on their promise today. Ed Rabel reports on the outcome.
The Cuban government failed today to establish any credible link between the Central Intelligence Agency and the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. For more than a week, Cuban officials have been promoting the idea that the CIA conspired to blame Cuba for the Kennedy murder, and they promised to prove it today during a tribunal aimed at denouncing the CIA and the United States. But the only testimony presented that contained a hint of fresh material on the Kennedy assassination came from a witness who was the consul at the Cuban embassy in Mexico that Lee Harvey Oswald reportedly visited 2 months before Mr. Kennedy was killed. Eusebio Ascue said the man calling himself Oswald he saw twice at the Cuban embassy back in 1963, and the man later identified in photos as Oswald the assassin, were two different people. Questioners at the tribunal failed to ask Ascue why he waited for 15 years before revealing this information. Ed Rabel, CBS News, Havana.
It's been raining in London, and it was one more day of misery for the thousands of Americans who've been lined up for days waiting for the cheap standby tickets home. French air controllers decided today to end their go-slow strike for the rest of the week, and that may help break the logjam, but the trouble is the lines keep growing. We don't know whether the cheap fares were responsible, but we have a heartwarming story tonight about a long-overdue reunion in England. Clark Todd reports.
Back in 1904, 15-year-old Ronald Stevens was given a small roll of pound notes by his father to go and seek his fortune in America. It's a familiar story. At the local train station, he shyly kissed his little brother Charles, aged 10, goodbye. Well, now, 74 years and 5 months later, on another railway platform, they have been reunited.
Oh, 54 years and 5 months to the day. Well, last time I saw him, we were standing at the station, always wishing each other goodbye. And that's the last I saw of him until today. So, Charles, there he is. He looks a lot different, you know, than when he was 10 years old the last time I saw him.
There were tears, and there were smiles, and there were long-forgotten days recalled, and Ronald Stevens put an old hand on his little brother's shoulder, and in a twinkling of an ancient eye, they were brothers again. Clark Todd for CBS News, London.
We'll have another look at Wall Street in a moment.
His pulse pounded in his temples. His hands trembled as he climbed the ladder, forced the baby's window, and took his revenge by stealing the famous couple's only child, just as his father had done 40 years before. Now the harrowing ordeal begins. In the most tension-filled and fascinating novel you'll read this year, A Child is Missing. Dramatic, compelling, chilling, with a plot as bizarre as its climax is shocking. A Child is Missing. Now a Berkeley paperback on sale everywhere.
Here's a recap of Wall Street's best day in a long time. The Dow Jones closed over 883, up 22.78. The average price per share was up 68 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume, over 47 million shares. The average price was up 17 cents on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.